Swanton native Renee LaRoche-Rayome is a costume and fashion designer, and she's worked at a Hollywood vintage clothing and costume shop where she helped dress dozens and dozens of actors for TV and film. She's recently returned to Franklin County, and she's since played various roles within Northwest Nightmares Film Festival, of which she's now coordinator. And she joins us from the Film Fest offices to tell us more about that festival and horror film contest. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first, can you give us a brief history of Northwest Nightmares Film Fest and the contest?
Northwest Nightmares was brought to life about 4 years ago by Chris Hoyt, who was an employee of Northwest Access TV at the time. He loved Halloween and wanted to encourage creativity and technical skills within our communities. The film contest is an excellent chance for people to try something new, give an opportunity to find maybe a hidden talent, because who knows, maybe we have the next Scorsese hidden right here in Franklin County. So each year we've gained a larger and larger audience, and really excited because this year the enthusiasm is through the roof.
What's your background?
I have a background in fashion design and costume design, particularly vintage clothing and costumes. I worked in Hollywood at a large three-story shop dressing actors of all kinds. And then I moved to Vermont to be with my now husband, and we actually won, our film won the first year of this contest. So we've been involved ever since, whether it's judging or presenting awards or coordinating the event.
What can people expect when they go to the festival itself, which is going to be at the Weldon, the movie theater in St. Albans?
The premiere is on October 24th, and it's always a blast. We have a flash dance mob on Main Street in front of the theater to kick things off by Roxy Dance Studios. There's also a costume contest, and moviegoers will have a chance to have their photo taken in front of our haunted Hollywood-style backdrop. The films will be shown starting at 6:30, followed by the awards presentation. There is an after-party so you can meet the makers and talk about the films. There's also a new parking garage in St. Albans, for anyone who didn't know, so parking will be plentiful for this event.
Based on the past few years of submissions, are you finding like common themes that crop up? Some that are quintessentially Vermont or Franklin County in some of the horror films that get submitted?
We have seen stories from all across the board, but there has been particular interest in stories that are based on local legends and Vermont folklore, which I find particularly interesting. It's really cool to see how people incorporate the history of the area into their movie and make it their own. It always amazes me to see what people come up with using limited resources, because these are all amateur films, so nobody has big Hollywood budgets, and they really have to rely on being clever and resourceful, and it's pretty incredible what they come up with. This year, we have extended our outreach to the greater Burlington area, so we're really hoping to see a greater amount of films submitted this year, and really excited to see the quality.
There's a cash incentive, too, as well, right?
There is. This year, we have a variety of items that we are awarding the winner of the film contest, some of which include a quadricopter drone, Amazon gift cards, a professional quality special effects makeup kit. We're also still searching for more local sponsors. So if anybody wants to participate, please email me at info@nwnightmares.com.
Horror films, you know, it's sort of like cilantro, like you either love them or you hate them, you know. I sort of fall in the love category, but why is it such a draw for some people to either create something that's a little dark or terrifying?
There's a lot of people out there who love Halloween. It gives you the chance to dress up, scare your friends. There's the sweets involved. There's a lot of different reasons why people enjoy it, but I think that horror, comparatively, is an easy genre to produce because you don't need a ton of computer-generated effects to really make a great movie. So I think that helps draw people in and make them feel comfortable about making a horror film. And the fact that it's a short film, it's not quite as intimidating. Most of them are between 5 and 15 minutes long. Mm. Horror in general is really fun, and it can be really fun to look back on and watch your acting and stuff. It's a good time.
What was the first horror movie that you ever either went to a theater to see or, you know, what's your first memory of being terrified by something on the big screen?
The first movie that I saw in the theater the horror film was The Blair Witch Project, but the re-release of The Exorcist was one that still freaks me out today. I saw that in the theater, and I was about 14 and had nightmares for a week.
Have you gone back to look at the original one yet? Because that one's the one that keeps me up at night.
No, I think I'm good only seeing that once.
Yeah, that's probably wise. Renee, this was so cool to learn more. I'm psyched to share it with our audience.
Can't wait to see what everybody comes up with, and happy shooting.
That's Renee LaRoche-Riome, coordinator for Northwest Nightmares Film Festival. The submission window is now open. Find out how you can enter your short horror film into the contest when you visit vpr.net.